They say we're getting an office note on patient Taylor Reed, TaylorReed, R-E-I-D. Date of birth is 10/25/1962. Date of service is 5/13/2026. Per paragraph, the patient is 63-year-old gentleman referred to senior by Dr. Wells for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Period. Patient had some elevated serum creatinine for some time with the GFRs in the 60s. However, lately, he was noted to have decreased GFR to 38 and increased creatinine up to 2. This has occurred during his treatment for chelation with ADTA. He was getting weekly for 14 sessions to treat heavy metals. Period. Other history include ulcerative colitis, next SVT self-exposed ablation in the past. Paragraph past surgical history includes left tendon, left arm tendon reconstruction surgery, next ablation for SVT, period. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Paragraph social history, patient is married, has 2 boys, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. He works in oil and gas. Period, family history, father died from a brain tumor. He had gout, mother had Alzheimer's disease. The paragraph. Review system reviews, no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting. When he has an ulcerative colitis flare less than 2 months ago, he will have abdominal tenderness, diarrhea, and bloody stools. When he has no flares, he has no abdominal pain, and he has any melena. He does have nocturia up to 2 times at night, no straining upon urination, he has complete bladder emptying and no leg swelling. Patient mentions that he has been taking creatine supplementation. He does lift weights, and he takes a lot of other supplements. Paragraph 4, other systems that are reviewed are negative. Immunization, received COVID shots, 2 shots, period, paragraph. Current medications, none, period, paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, no cervical fadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally. No jugular extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted per paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds, arrhythmia rate, anatomy, no mass, witness 2, no murmurs, no friction, no lung artery, no scantation, no crackles, always is heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no very rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema, the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam, is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. From April 29, 2026, BUN 17, creatinine 1.37, GFR is 58, calcium 8.5, albumin 3.9. His cystatin C, GFR is 88, period. Paragraph. Assessment of plan 1, elevated serum creatinine. I really suspect this is related to increased muscle mass and consumption of creatine. We are going to do a minimal renal workup, including imaging studies, surgical workup, and quantification of protein urea, if any. However, I'm going to have him stop creatine supplementation and protein supplementation and supplements for 3 weeks and recheck his kidney function and see if that makes any difference, period. Patient was advised to avoid any nephrotoxic agents, period. Paragraph. Ulcerative colitis being treated holistically with anti-inflammatory diet and under control. Next, history of SVT, currently normal signs with them. Third paragraph. Patient will be seen around 4 weeks or so with preclinical labs and report next.